Welcome to the Remington Podcast, where we take a deep dive into all things ammunition. I'm your host, Audrey Mays, and this is part three of the three-part series, Live from Pheasant Fest. Today, we're sitting down with Nikki Hoekstra, more commonly known by her social media handle, In Nina's Nature, and Nikki Pites with Horse and Hunt Club in Minnesota. We're focusing on women in the hunting world. Pheasants Forever has a great organization called Women on the Wing that focuses on female participation within the space of habitat and wildlife conservation. I have met a lot of amazing women through the Women on the Wing events, Nina and Nikki among them. This episode is going to focus on our introduction to hunting, our gauge and gun choices, and events to get women in the field. We are live on the 2024 Pheasant Fest floor. You're not going to want to miss this one. We're here live at Pheasant Fest with Nikki Pites.
Yeah.
And can you tell them a little bit about your club?
Yeah. So I work at the Minnesota Horse and Hunt Club located in Prior Lake, Minnesota. We're kind of like an outdoorsman's and women's paradise is how I like to explain it to people. We got everything from sporting clays, trap and skeet, heated five stands brand new this year. So you can heat or you can shoot clays from a fully enclosed building that's got radiant heaters. Really great for us Minnesotans. That it's pretty cold, except this winter. This is not a good winter but it's been so warm for us. Other than that, we're hunting preserve. So we have located on 600 acres of managed hunting grounds. Mm-hmm. We have rifle range, pistol range. We do a lot of instruction for both handgun and for shotguns. We have a great restaurant. We're open to the public 7 days a week. We also do fun live events, live music, comedy nights, and dueling pianos, things like that. And then we're also a banquet and wedding venue.
So a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
All, so all in one.
Anything you want to do, we probably have it in some form. We also, I forgot, we got 3D archery.
Yeah.
We do archery tournaments as well. This year we're hosting the R100, Reinhardt 100. It's a tour, archery tour that travels around. It's the first time it's ever going to be in Minnesota. So that's kind of something fun, new. And then we also have a fun women's event coming up this June. It's called Feathers and Tweed. It's a really fun event for women to get connected into the upland and clay shooting, just whole everything that, or environment and community.
Yeah, community.
Yeah, so that is going to be on June 1st, and you can look for more information at horsehunt.com, and more to come.
Awesome, yeah.
It's like shopping, clay shooting, dog demos. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we can dive. We can totally dive more into that.
Yeah.
Also, and then we're also here with Nina, also known as In Nina's Nature, right? Tell us a little bit about your experience as a, I would say, influencer.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I appreciate you asking me to be here. I started out as an archery hunter. I've archery hunted for over, or pulled back a bow for over 20 years, 25. But then I got a dog and everything changed. Mm-hmm. My dog, Redland, he's a red lab. He's 3 years old now, and I trained him myself. Failed a lot of times, but we learned a lot. Mm-hmm. And I basically ditched archery hunting altogether and went full upland.
Wow.
So now we're obsessed with the upland hunt world, upland hunting. Nikki and I actually met through upland hunting and the Horse and Hunt Club. So that's how our stories came together. And I just love connecting with like-minded women and improving that in part of the industry. I mean, it needs growth, and I'm really hoping we can make that happen in our future. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Trying to get like-minded women connected.
Yes. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Here at Pheasant Fest, there's, I mean, a female culture.
And it's a huge push.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, you got Women on the Wing, which we're all going to go to tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah. And then everyone is so welcoming, you know, and they just want you to dive right in.
Absolutely. And any events like this event that we're promoting for the Minnesota Horse Hunt Club, women are just eating this stuff up. And it's so exciting to see that, you know, it, wanting that involvement. People are just searching for it. So if you give that the space, they're going to step right into it.
Fill the space for sure.
Yeah.
We like to talk. So obviously, if you can get women together about things that we like to talk about, it's probably going to be a good time.
Yeah. So can you guys tell me a little bit about like your journey through the hunting community? Like how old were you when you started?
Yeah, well, we kind of got two different stories.
Yeah, very different.
I did not grow up hunting. I lived in Minnesota my whole entire life, loved the outdoors, really loved dogs, but didn't have a dog of my own. I mean, I grew up with a tiny little Chihuahua Papillon mix, so not exactly your hunting breed. But I personally was like, you know, I love dogs so much. Knew I wanted to get a big dog, but didn't get a dog until college. Ended up getting an English setter.
Mm-hmm.
And my boyfriend, really now fiance, pushed me into, he's like, yeah, let's get into the uplands together.
Yeah.
And he had grown up hunting, really duck hunting, big game, deer, whitetail, Minnesota, but never had a setter either, grew up with labs. And so it was kind of a new experience for both of us and the learning experience, and then loved it so much that we ended up getting another setter a year later. And that one, really, I wanted to like pursue, kind of wanted to, I saw our first setter, and Jared, my fiance, really trained her and, you know, went through the whole process with her. And then the second setter we got, Flint, I was like, okay,
it's my turn.
It's my turn. Yeah, I'm gonna take Flint. He's gonna be my companion.
My dog.
Yeah. So that was just a really fun journey together. Now we're into, I would say this upcoming season will be my fourth season, and really I kind of just dove right in and love it. And so it's really now what I do all fall. And after college, I actually was looking for a job that had something to do with marketing that was related to the outdoors industry, because working a 9-to-5 for an industry that you're not super invested in was not super entertaining for me.
Yeah, so wasn't cutting it.
Yeah, yeah. And so then I came across actually Horse and Hunt Club. I'd never been there before, and met with the David Penn, who owns Minnesota Horse and Hunt Club, and he needed someone to come on for marketing, and it just kind of was right place, right time, and been there ever since. Been there 3 years now, and it's been a lot of fun. And so with that, I've been really fortunate that my job helps tie me into everything upland hunting, and it really pushed me in places I never thought I'd be, and it's just been awesome. So
yeah, it's always great to see you here. I see you every year.
Yeah, it's fun.
So Nina, you said that you started archery hunting.
Yeah,
you know, how old were you? What's the spiel there?
Yeah, so my dad got my brother a little compound bow. My brother's 5 years older than me, and he thought for sure he's gonna pick it up, you know. And my brother never touched it, so I came along, and I was 4 or 5, and it's like, this is pretty cool, you know. And I just picked it up, and you know, we rest history. We started taking my hunting when I was 12, I think, actually getting out in the field and stuff. He did not gun hunt. We only archery hunted, so that's all I did growing up. We didn't really have any guns in the home even. It was just kind of a different thing there. And then my dad got into doing some upland hunting around some game farms and stuff when I was in college. Came back home for a weekend, he's like, let's go out to this game farm. Sure, never done that before, right? Go out there, and it was super exciting, obviously, to see these birds just do their thing, but also see these dogs do their thing. And I got to hunt behind some Vizslas and some Brittany's that day, that they just like set me on a new path. It was like, this is really a whole nother world I've never seen before, you know. So I kept it in the back burner, kept archery hunting, really kept on doing that whole spiel. I'd never had a dog, a bird dog, really of my own, or family never had them. So I just kind of was like, well, you know, maybe someday. And then I met my husband 6 years ago, and he had a Springer Spaniel. And so we started doing some upland hunting and waterfowl hunting. He started taking me out doing that stuff more than I had already had with some other friends and stuff. And kind of like Nikki said, like, he had his dog, you know, and Diesel was getting to be pretty old. He passed away this past year. But I said, you know, Mark, we got to get our own dog. We got to get another dog, you know. And I said, it's going to be my dog. Just like Nikki said. And so I started looking at, looked at every breed in the book that I get as an upland dog. And I still ended up with a lab. But I just, which is hilarious. But we just wanted something versatile and that was able to do everything really well, especially in Minnesota. You know, we get the harsh winters. It's cold sometimes, so cold, and just want something that could handle that. So we got Redlin, and like I said earlier, I trained him, and that was a whole experience just figuring out.
I liked how you said a lot of like great things and a lot of fails.
A lot of fails.
Exactly how my journey went.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it's still ongoing. It's
You're still learning. Yeah. I mean, absolutely. He's three and it's like, oh, geez, there's moments you're like, oh gosh. Did I do that to you? Yeah. But yeah, and I've really gotten into like solo hunting. So I went to like Idaho archery hunting by myself a few years back. And then this past year I experienced Montana solo. So that was really cool too. So that's something I really love to do now as a hunter is experience things.
Just go alone.
And figure it out and come back and tell stories, you know, but kind
of. And I both have talked about how it's different hunting. Like we've both gone out with our
significant others.
And their friends.
Yeah.
And men like the only girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Then it was really cool that Nina and I met and then we like got to hunt together this year.
And it's like, this is a whole different
hunting with girls. Like this is awesome.
I always give my husband so much heck because I'll be walking along and like, I just walk a different pace. He's 6'3". He's a foot taller than me. And I look at him like, you're like 20 yards ahead of me. I'm not slow. I just do things differently. And I'm like, would it kill you to just include me? So I'm like, you know what? Now you know why I just do my own thing.
So we went out this past fall grouse hunting up in northern Minnesota. And we brought our significant others with. And Nina and I like were way behind them. They're way ahead with the
just
dogs.
Doing their thing.
Like, okay, whatever.
You know, like
we're going with just us.
Yeah.
And
it sounds so bad. Like we're not slow. Like
I might just trip occasionally.
I think that's it. We're more careful.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you guys both kind of like took baby steps, even though you started at like a way later age and then you started when you were really young.
I feel like both of us were adult onset upland hunters. You know, like I mean, I didn't start until I was like 20 something. Early 20s. And I think the same for you. And I think that's kind of a interesting space that if you don't have, I mean, we were pretty fortunate that I wouldn't say my husband got me into it. I mean, other people did. I just, thankfully he was a good gateway of like having all the stuff, having the dog. I know for myself, I didn't really understand the bond between handler and dog until I ran that Springer Spaniel, his dog myself one day.
And that's huge.
It's huge. It totally changed your perspective. We got done. I think I cried after that hunt. I got a rooster that hunt. I was hugging Diesel and Diesel's like, this sucks. Like this lady's hanging all over me. I was so happy. And like just that connection. Now it's like Redland looks at me and I just give him a signal and he goes and like, he just does his thing and we just know each other so well, just like you have with your dogs, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure it's crazy. I still have never been.
Come on.
We get an upland hunt.
We get a change.
That's embarrassing for me.
We're
changing that this fall. Coming to Minnesota.
That's really cool. So, I mean, for people like me or maybe like, you know, women who've never touched a gun before, is that what your feathers and tweed
exactly
event is for?
So it's kind of really trying to target it for all like experience levels. So whether you are brand new, you've never picked up a shotgun and you have just like, I just wanted to come, thought this was going to be fun. I heard there was free lunch. yes, you can come to that. But, or if you're like, I've been shooting for years and I just can't seem to hit a bird when I'm out in the field or, you know, I'm not just for clay targets. I'm just not that accurate. Or you could be a pro and you're like, I just wanted to come and connect with some other women that are also have this, they're excited
about desire.
Want to the passion for outdoors, anything in the outdoors. That's really what the event is for. So
even when I came last year, I mean, I've shot for years and I came to first of all try out the siren guns because that is one other thing we have there is siren guns
there.
So that's obviously a huge highlight to the event for women looking for that. But also, I mean, Kate Onstrom, who's going to be instructing there, I mean, I walked up to her and I said, I know how to do this, but I'm really bad with this part or this type of shot or when the bird's flying this way. And she was able to say, okay, let's work on that, you know? And so if you can pick out a part of yourself that you're like, this is what I need to focus on, even if you're really advanced, she can accommodate that and help us out.
So Kate Anstrom is a shooting instructor, professional shooting instructor for all things shotgun out of Virginia. She runs a shooting
school.
And West Virginia shooting sports. And she is coming all the way. She's been to the club now 2 times. Mm-hmm. People love her. She's so fun, mm-hmm. so easy to get along with.
Yeah.
She is just filled with knowledge. So, yeah, she comes and she actually does some instruction days, more if you're looking for more intense things mm-hmm. before and after the event. But Feathers and Tweed is going to be on Saturday, and it's set up kind of like modules. So you're going to come, you're going to be broken into either one of the 3 groups. Mm-hmm. You're going to start either at clay shooting, get a test out sirens, see which one you like. They're bringing a whole fleet of them.
Yeah.
Jason Gentz from Gentz Sporting Arms is phenomenal. He'll tell you where you can buy them, all things like that. And then the other one, you'll be like a bird dog demo and mm-hmm. gear rep. Mm-hmm. See what, like, a lot of women that are first getting into upland hunting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like the biggest question is,
what do I buy?
What do I wear?
What do I wear?
Yeah. Yeah. What do I need?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like that's something that women think about, like, before guys
just don't.
Will it actually
fit?
Yeah. Will it fit?
It's going to be cold.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, people are like, a lot of things. Now we're getting lucky that there's a lot more better products, but mm-hmm. used to be like, oh, I just wore like this old, men's small.
Yeah.
And it didn't fit.
That is so frustrating. Yeah. I mean, our booth right now is right across from a all female camo brand, but those didn't exist.
Yes.
No.
Like, for a very long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, just finding pants.
Oh gosh.
Yes.
That's a struggle.
Seriously.
Yeah. And that's still, I think, a huge struggle. Mm-hmm. Like, well, brands are doing a great job. They're doing their best, I think, to fit a wide range of women, but it is still tough at times. Mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of women are fitting like an athletic build too.
Yeah. You know? Definitely. Yeah. You know? I was like, most people in the outdoor space, I feel like, are athletic. So I'm like, what are we doing here?
Exactly.
I know.
Yeah. That's funny.
And then the third module will be kind of like, you get to shop from a lot of cool local vendors, and then you also get to meet Laura Shera. She's coming for the event. She is a very well-known outdoors industry, upland, everything like that. Mm-hmm. She's based out of Minnesota with Ron Shera Productions. So
very cool.
A little cool snippet about the event as well.
Yeah, I'll have to come up there.
I mean,
maybe
you will.
Maybe that'll be my
your intro to upland.
Yeah,
yes, let's do it.
That'd be so great.
I love it.
Yeah. I gotta ask the killer question. Mm. Do you guys shoot 12 gauges?
Mm. I do not.
You do not?
Nope.
I do.
You do. See, that's perfect. We have both.
We have both. Yeah.
Why do you shoot a 20?
I do. Yep.
Why do you shoot a 20?
To be honest, it's the first shotgun I personally have ever owned that's been mine. I shoot right now at Franke Instinct SL. And I just, it fit well.
Yeah.
I like it. And that's just why I've been shooting it.
I mean, there's no shame in the game.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering.
Absolutely.
Usually when people think female shooters, they think 20 gauges.
Yeah.
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 So I was just curious as to why you would choose one of the
other. Also, this was a big thing for me as like first getting into, I wanted to be comfortable with the gun I was shooting. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I had hesitations towards loading a semi-auto.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They can be intimidating.
Yeah.
It was like something that it was just more intimidating to me.
Absolutely.
Like, especially being out in the field over a dog. Like, I just wanted to be fully comfortable.
Because you have an over under.
Yes. Yeah. So I shoot an over under right now.
Break
and
open.
Then,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Whatever you Southerners call it. Yeah.
So it was just kind of a gun that was, like, I tried out a couple different ones, but it was put in my arms, felt good, went out and shot it, had some success. And so I was like, yeah, I think this feels right.
But yeah, this is it. Yeah.
At the same time, I'm like, right now I'm looking at different guns just because I want to see what else is out there.
We've learned a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I bought that gun like 4 years ago. So now I have a lot more knowledge.
You're an entirely different hunter now.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's why I got a 20 gauge. But.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's a great gun. I mean, there is like less recoil if you're recoil sensitive, arguably.
See, that's something that I've learned that I'm so confused about.
What's
because
that?
Some people say that 20 gauge has more kick. Like when I tell them like, oh, that's what you're shooting. Like that's got a lot of kick. And I'm like, not really.
It depends on the lightness of the gun.
Yes. So I shoot it's a field made gun.
Yeah.
So it's 5 pounds.
Okay.
Yeah. Which was another thing I was looking for. I knew when I'm hunting, I'm going to be carrying this thing for hours on end. And so I didn't want to be holding a 12 gauge that weighed my arm down and I was going to be lopsided at the end of the day. But
Or like shaken when you go.
I got to shoulder this thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
But so that was why I got a 20 gauge.
Yeah. Nina, what do you, shoot?
We're going to be here for about 30 minutes. Stop, Nikki.
My story with shotguns a little more interesting.
Yeah.
So I landed, right now I shoot a Siren L4S 12 gauge. They only make it in 12 gauge. So the only reason I bought a Siren, it had been on my radar for ages until I was able to go to that event last year, the Feathers and Tweed event, and actually get my hands on one. Before that, I bought, oh my gosh, 6 different guns. I went through 6 different guns. Yeah. I think it was 5 or 6.
She doesn't have them all.
I know. Thankfully, I worked with Shields and they were very good to me.
Okay. My husband, they got a good return policy.
I was going to say, my husband, maybe we shouldn't tell Shields that they have such a good return policy because my husband says I'm going to take it away from us. That they're going to rescind their return policy.
Yeah, they'd be like, you have to come get this.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I had a really hard time finding a shotgun. Unfortunately, I've got some concussion histories. So recoil lays a real toll on my noggin. So I get headaches really easily with shooting. So I had to go through a lot of different guns, and I ultimately that L4S is semi-automatic. And for me, between upland hunting and duck hunting, waterfowl hunting, that was just the gun I was most comfortable with. And also the recoil of the Sirens is very specifically designed to just be chambered within the gun, so you're not feeling it as much.
So inertia?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Or no, gas turbine, sorry.
Okay, yes. Gotcha, cool. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah. So
those Sirens are nice.
Yeah, they're very nice. It felt like a big investment, but I've had it since last year, and this is my first season with it. It was fabulous. Yeah. So,
and there's even more sub gauges, there's 12 and 20, 28.
Oh gosh, there's so many.
You know, 410.
410.
Yeah. If you get that low and upland hunt, I don't know.
They're becoming very popular.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know people, but
You said, it's becoming more popular.
Yeah.
I mean, I know my dad, for example, he owns some of the 28s and 410s. I know for, people having injuries or things like shoulder injuries, stuff like that, very popular to look at those smaller gauges.
As long as you're out there killing birds, I don't care what you're shooting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do it.
But whatever you need to do. There's just weird stigma around females in 20 gauges. So I just, whatever. I started with a 20 gauge as well. Yeah. Over and under, break open 20 gauge. Mm-hmm. And now I stick to the 12s.
Yeah.
And it just feels nice to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it just fits.
You just got your fit. What do you shoot?
Yeah. Shoot upland.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So what do you have?
When I shoot trap, I shoot a Winchester 101 pigeon grade.
Yeah.
Over and under. Yeah. And 12 gauge.
I have one of those. Actually, I do have one of those.
And the 6 was one of the 6.
No, that one we kept. Did not go back to the store.
And then I waterfowl hunt, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I shoot a Remington 870.
Nice.
Yeah, super mag.
It's a classic, right?
It's classic.
Can't go wrong.
I mean, shoot it. Gotta wear the name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is that.
Yeah. King of the waterfowl,
Yeah.
So, but.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's the only, I have been looking also at a semi-auto because I want to get more into waterfowl. Mm-hmm. And it's just a little bit more practical.
It is.
Than over under.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, shoot, my 870's pump.
Right.
Yeah. So, yep.
It's
cool.
That's what I started on. That was my first gun. A youth Remington 870. It's so tiny.
I've never even seen one of those.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's so little. I think the length of pull's 11 or 12 inches.
That's awesome. It's those little Nerf guns we're shooting over there.
Right. The Rumpling boots. Just suck it into the shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Yeah. I feel there's a really big space for women here in the upland world. The CEO of Pheasants Forever is
a woman.
Yeah. Thank gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Right?
Marilyn Butter. She's
about
the best.
Time. Yeah, she's the best, though.
Yeah.
They announced her last year at the Pheasant Fest, and she's doing a great job.
Yeah.
This year, they're really land access.
Yeah.
And they're always habitat driven.
Of course.
But they're really land access driven this year, and I think that's a great move. They're doing great stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, if you're, looking for somewhere to shoot, go and visit the
Horse and Hunt
Club. Horse and Hunt Club.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what was the website again?
www.horseandhunt.com.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then In Nina's Nature.
In Nina's Nature. Give me a follow. Yeah.
On Instagram.
Instagram. Yeah, that's the main one.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Thanks for joining me today, ladies.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
There you have it, guys. Remington is on the rise. Like, comment, subscribe, and be sure to share this podcast with your hunting or shooting buddies. Be on the lookout for the next episode. You can find us anywhere you can stream podcasts. And for more Remington content, follow us on all social media platforms at Remington 1816. If you have any questions or have a topic you'd like us to talk about, feel free to email us at podcast@remington.com. If you want more information about how to get involved with Pheasants Forever, you can visit pheasantsforever.org. Want to sign yourself or a loved one up for the Feather and Tweed event in Minnesota? Check out horseandhunt.com. Thanks for listening to the final episode of this three-part series. See you next time.